This is a Novell Open Audio special report from the GNOME Users and Developers European Conference in Villanova, Spain.
In the house now, we've got at Guadec one Joe Shaw, who is the maintainer on the Beagle project. And Beagle is probably one of the most important features inside of SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop 10. Despite that I always rave about XGL and things like that, this desktop search that Beagle makes possible is the thing that's going to make it faster for users to actually find their data. But we're here with Joe, so let's hear what Joe has to say about the project. Joe, what differentiates Beagle and desktop search in SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop 10 from other options people might have, even on Windows machines?
Well, Ted, Beagle, I mean, probably Beagle's best feature is that it is an open source project. And the reason for that is because it makes it very extensible for individuals, for programmers to develop new functionality for it. So, you know, we support probably something like more than 40 different file formats and various different data sources. So we index not only the files in your system, but also all of your email, your Tomboy notes, instant messenger conversations, web pages that you've viewed. I think that's a really important part that a lot of other desktop searches don't really take into account.
Most of them, if I get this right, they just do the files, really. They don't actually jump into your email and bring out things like that. They don't find the stuff necessarily that is your entire information space.
Yeah.
So you're the maintainer on the project. How much contribution, like community, in there? Do you have much involvement from people out there, and are you looking for that?
Oh yeah, I mean, we have a very vibrant community. I mean, we have probably maybe 4, 5, 6 people outside of Novell who are pretty regular contributors to it. We have like a lot of projects these days, our webpage is a wiki, so a lot of people go in and edit that. There's been a lot of documentation, like how to write a filter, which is the actual part which extracts the content from a file, from a document. We actually have a whole documentation for that that's entirely community developed. But we're always looking for more contributions from people.
So you've got this, you've kind of been crushed, if I get the idea right here. You've been crushed under the release of SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop 10, have not been able to do as much innovation. You've been doing more cleaning the code, getting bugs fixed, and that kind of stuff. You're almost to the end of that tunnel. Mm-hmm. You're almost coming out into the clear. What kind of things are you going to do next?
I'm glad you asked that. There are a couple different projects that that we're working on. One of the interesting things about Beagle is that it was not it was not built around the desktop search craze. It was not built for the purpose of really just trawling all of your data. It does that, and it does it pretty well. But the main reason why we built it was because of a project called Dashboard, which Apple totally stole the name from us, and it's very different from their thing.
When you say they stole the name from you, what do you mean by that? How would they be able to do that? They've had it in Mac for a little while.
Right? Well, Dashboard was actually created in 2003.
Okay.
Nat Friedman was the guy behind it, and I was one of the developers on it. And the basic idea is that you see contextual information based on what you're doing. So you would see, if you're viewing an email, you would see other things about the person who sent you the email. Maybe you'd see other documents they emailed you. Maybe you'd see IM conversations with them, their address book entries, links to blogs, all sorts of stuff.
If I get an email from somebody, I don't know who the person is, they work at my same company, I might see this person's vice president of sales over in Africa or something like that. And now I actually know context around that person.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be able to pull data from a bunch of different sources and sort of put it all together and display to you, all this different information. And the best part about it is you don't actually have to do anything. The computer is figuring this all out for you.
Okay. So that's something that you're looking at getting back to now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a Summer of Code project. Beagle has a few different Summer of Code projects.
And that's with Google's, under Google's guidance, or Chris DeBona's kind of influence there.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the projects we're looking at. It's a Summer of Code thing, and then we're hoping to sort of carry it on after the summer's over. There's a few other really blue sky things. There's something we were sort of throwing around in design meetings about a year or so ago called an association browser, information browser.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little difficult to explain. You kind of have to see a screenshot to sort of see where we're going with it.
Do you have any screenshots out there in public at this point?
I'm not sure if it's public. I presented one on my talk, so when I put my slides up for my Gwadic talk, you'll be able to see it in there. The basic idea is you have a focal object. You have something that you're looking at. You can see everything that's sort of related to it. So a person, I have emails, IM conversations, et cetera.
Okay. And any other kind of blue sky stuff?
The really blue sky thing is I would actually like to see the primary interface for finding information become search and not browse. One thing we found when we were doing usability studies on Beagle in our lab in Cambridge was that people would really go through one by one their files and their file manager, when they were trying to open a document, trying to find a document, and that is slow, and we really need to sort of change people's perceptions about that. And I think if we sort of move toward a search interface everywhere, because right now we have it in a few different places, but if we do it everywhere, then people will really become comfortable with it.
What are some of the everywheres? Because you've got it right now in the domain menu. We talked to Jimmy Krell a little while ago, and he mm-hmm. told us a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. But what other kind of context would you actually find search in? Where would that make sense?
Well, we could do a little better job of it in email. Actually, searching your sort of IMAP mail, that would be a good thing to do. Some things like within the web browser, just things that you've viewed previously, maybe RSS feeds, that type of thing.
OpenOffice probably be a logical place mm-hmm. to possibly include some search capability as well.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, OpenOffice is a great example.
So what if people want to get more involved inside of Beagle? They want to start getting contributing or just check out what's going on. How do they find out more information?
Well, our website and our wiki is beagle-project.org, and that's probably the best place to sort of learn the basics of it. We have an IRC channel, and of course people can just always email me.
Great. Yeah. We'll link to that from the show. Okay. And if you want, do you want to tell your people your email address on the show?
Oh, sure. It's Joe Shaw, JoeShaw@novell.com.
That's easy enough. Mm-hmm. Right on. Thanks very much,
yeah.
Joe.
Thanks.